We find ourselves this Sunday within the 50-day Easter celebration. The disciples were walking along the road to Emmaus and away from Jerusalem. They were crushed and without spirit because of what had happened to Jesus. They thought that he was the long-awaited Messiah, but Jewish religious leaders handed him over to the Romans, who crucified him. He died with people mocking him and scorning him. Fortunately, someone offered his own tomb for Jesus to be buried in. It was all over. Tragedy sometimes befalls us as we walk the roads of life. We are discouraged by the COVID-19 pandemic. So many suffer from the illness, from loss of jobs, and from so much more. Our dreams may be shattered. We might wonder what the world is coming to. Unrecognized by us, the risen Christ Jesus, through his Holy Spirit, walks along with us. Often we do not recognize him. However, in the midst of our pain and confusion, our frustration and disillusionment, we suddenly gain an insight. Perhaps it comes from something we heard on television, or something we read, or the thought pops into our heads. It brings us a sense of peace and understanding. It challenges us about what we need to change or how we need to live. What do we do with that insight, that word? Do we let it slip away into the noise of life? Or do we hold on to it? And when we stop to reflect, do we recognize in it the voice of the risen one? At first, the disciples on the road to Emmaus did not recognize Jesus, but their eyes were open when they sat down together for a meal and he broke bread, and then he disappeared. Reflecting back, they said to one another, "Were not our hearts on fire when he spoke to us along the way and explained the scriptures to us?" Do we take time, perhaps in the evening, to reflect back over the day, to see where we may have encountered the risen Christ? Can we say, "Were not our hearts on fire when he spoke to us along the way and explained the scriptures to us?" Even during this time of COVID-19, the risen Lord is with us. He speaks his word of peace and challenge. He opens our eyes to new possibilities. The Lord, who suffered the humiliation of the cross, knows our suffering and discouragement. He is not far away. He loves us, and he walks with us.